Here we go. Just for formalities, your name and your title, please.
My name is Micheline Mamoni, and I'm the Provincial Coordinator for Human Wildlife Interactions.
Is it still the MNRF or has it changed?
So we're actually back to the Ministry of Natural Resources now.
Oh, okay, good. That's easier. I love that. That's great.
Me
Oh,
too.
okay, so yeah, up here at least, we've had a lot of snow this winter. Most of, well, a lot of it in a couple of really big dumps. But it's spring now, so we're told. Will the heavy snow that we had all winter have any effect on wildlife this spring?
So, absolutely. I mean, wildlife are really well adapted to deal with varying conditions, be that less snowfall like we had last year, or an increased amount of snowfall like we've had in some areas this year. So, in Ontario, especially with bears, den emergence typically happens from about mid to late March to May, with the peak occurring around mid-April. So if you have more, colder temperatures and more snowpack, we do notice that bears will tend to hibernate a little bit longer. And if we have earlier, warmer spring temperatures and the snow is gone earlier as it was last year, they may wake up from hibernation that little bit earlier. And it's also interesting to note that there are differences between bears as well. So bears are individuals and they have their own their own timeline. But what we have noticed in studying bears is that typically speaking, it's the larger male bears who are going to vacate their den earlier in say maybe around mid-March, late March. And then it's the females with tiny little cubs that are going to be staying in their den a little bit longer, giving their cubs a little bit longer of time to nurse and get strong and healthy before they leave the den and are active on the landscape for the summer.
Any idea what their food supply will be like when they do start coming out?
Absolutely. So bears are highly adaptable mammals and they have a wide range of foods that they take advantage of. Green vegetation is a very large part of their diet, from spring, summer, right through to when when the vegetation is gone. So in the early spring, before there's anything like berries or nuts or anything like that, they're going to be taking advantage of those areas that green up early. So newly emergent grass, poplar leaves, many different species of vegetation are high in protein. And so the bears will seek out that newly emergent vegetation, and it has actually a lot of protein in it. So it is a good food source for them. They'll also take advantage of things like winter kill. And for bears that are living near human areas, they have excellent noses, and if they can smell food, they will find it. So it's really important to start thinking about different types of food sources on your property that might attract a bear and take steps now to prevent the bear from accessing it so that he doesn't think that your property, he or she doesn't think your property is a good source of food.
You mentioned winter kill. Exactly what do you mean by that?
Yeah, so winter kill is things like moose or deer that have passed away in the winter. Bears will take advantage and scavenge on those food sources in the springtime.
So bears are omnivores too.
They actually are omnivores. They have, well, they're classified as carnivores. 90% of their diet is green vegetation, insects, fruits, nuts. Only about 10% of their diet is made up of animal matter.
All right, I'm out of questions. Is there anything you'd like to add to any of this?
Yeah, so maybe I'll just take a couple of quick a couple quick moments to go over some common attractants that we can find around homes and what people can do to prevent a bear from ever finding that and to prevent a problem from occurring on your property. So bird feeding. Lots of people like to engage in bird feeding in the wintertime. We get to see all the different birds that are out there. But as bears are beginning to think about waking up, it's good for us to understand that bird seed has a ton of calories in it. 7 pounds of black oil sunflower seed has around 20,000 calories in it. So bears are actually very much attracted to bird feeders. So if you've been feeding the birds throughout the winter, it's time now to think about stopping feeding the birds, removing your feeders, and cleaning up any seeds that have, may have spilled so that it's not going to be attracting things like bears. When we get a little bit into the sort of spring and summer months, instead of putting up hummingbird feeders, it's a great idea to go to your local garden center and ask about some natural flowering plants that you can plant to attract hummingbirds and pollinators, because bears also do love hummingbird feeders because they are filled with sugar water and lots of calories. Also want to think about garbage. So you want to be storing your garbage in bear-resistant containers or inside of a well-built garage or structure that a bear can't easily get into. You can also do things like freeze your food scraps, because it's mainly the food in garbage that bears are interested in. And if that food is frozen and you only put it out the day of collection or the day that you go to the dump, that's going to prevent it from creating a nice smell for bears to investigate. As soon as things are not frozen anymore, a lot of people are going to be thinking about composting. Composting is excellent. It removes food waste from your garbage, but we want to think about maintaining our compost pile so that it doesn't putrefy and create a smell that bears might want to investigate. So no meats, sweets, or oils into your compost, only, vegetable and fruit clippings. When you add food waste to your garbage, put grass clippings or leaves on it and turn the pile frequently so that it gets lots of oxygen in there and decomposes fast. Then we also want to think about pets and livestock feed and things like chickens and beehives. Raising bees and getting our own honey is a pastime that many people enjoy. It's a great idea to put electric fencing around your beehives. And that way, if a bear comes to investigate them, they're going to get a zap on the nose and they're not going to want to investigate those beehives further. Same things with like things like pet food and livestock food. We want to keep it out of reach of bears. So think about feeding your pets inside, and if you have chickens, protecting them with electric fencing, because often it's the chicken feed that the bears are very much interested in. So if you have everybody protected by electric fencing, that's going to go a long way to making sure your chickens are happy and healthy.
Just keep the
And
human kids
barbecue
away.
season.
Sorry, go
Oh,
ahead.
sorry.
I said just
Oh,
keep
I
the
was just
human kids away from the fence.
Yes, it's we always just so always, when you have electric fencing, definitely have the make sure everybody knows about it, and there's great big warning signs that you can hang on the electric fencing so that everybody knows.
Okay.
Also, with the spring coming, everybody is going to be thinking about barbecuing, and wonderful activity. The only thing that I would recommend with barbecuing is thoroughly burn off your grills after you're done cooking those steaks or chickens and or anything else that you're cooking on the barbecue. Burn off the grill so that all the fat is burned off. And then think about the grease trap underneath too. Make sure you're changing that grease trap frequently so that it's not filled with something that a bear would want to come in and investigate. And I'll just quickly go over how to report issues with bears. So the Ontario has the BearWise reporting line, 1-866-512-327. This is to report non-emergency encounters with bears. And if you are having an emergency encounter with a bear, we advise you to call 911 or your local police.